The Burt Show.
You know, there was a time, Mo, when you were asked to be a commencement speaker. It was a huge honor that a speaker would take seriously. I mean, you are handing the next generation your wisdom. You take that seriously. Nowadays, these celebrities showing up all hammered. They don't care about the kids.
Just drunk.
Hammered. It is nerve when you think about how many tens of thousands of people you're going to be speaking in front of. So I think the nerves hit. So then they hit the bottle,
sure.
And before you know it, they're slurring their words on stage.
And now it goes
with courage.
Yeah. Now it goes on your permanent record because we've got video. We got phones. It goes on your permanent record now.
And that's what we're doing here is these people who just decided to get schnockered for these commencement speeches. So I'm going to play the speech, and you guys are going to guess who the drunkard is, okay?
Yeah. These are all celebrities.
Yes, they are. So this
it would be hard to guess if they were.
Yes.
It would be like the security guard downstairs. Nobody would get that.
All right, so this commencement speech went viral. It's from Penn 2011.
But I said, no, you're a group of high-minded intellectuals. You're not interested in that. Or maybe not. I thought about a private moment I had backstage with Angelina Jolie in a dressing room after the Oscars. But I said, no, I don't think so. This is an Ivy League school. And I mean, Angelina Jolie half naked in a dressing room. Who wants to hear about that? No one. This is Penn. That stuff would never go over well over here. Maybe at Drexel, but not over here.
I can't figure out which Northeasterner that was.
I believe it's my favorite actor of all time, Denzel Washington.
Oh. That is correct.
Okay. And let's not just assume things. These people could also be stoned and not just drunk.
That's fair.
Yeah,
absolutely. Or both.
Can you really not tell who it is?
I couldn't tell on that one.
Really?
No, I could tell. I mean, it's awfully early in the morning.
It is awfully early.
I don't
early.
Have all my IQ points yet, but I could tell it was somebody from the Northeast, but I couldn't tell it was Denzel.
Oh, that's so funny, because I think because I've watched them, and so I know who it is. I was like, they sound so obvious to me, but maybe not. All right, so here's another one. Had great, great advice, but was really hard to take him seriously because he was so drunk. This is from the Stanford graduation 2005.
Stay hungry, stay foolish. And I have always wished that for myself. And now, as you graduate to begin anew, I wish that for you. Stay hungry, stay foolish.
I have no, that's good advice. I have no idea. You got it?
He's a genius. Huh?
Steve Carroll?
No.
Bill Gates?
You had the first name right.
Steve Jobs.
Yes!
Ah, there
we
okay.
go. I was going to say, you hold one of his inventions in your hand every single day.
Yes, a notorious drunkard.
Oh, man. She's young, so I'm just going to pass it off on that as to why she decided to be hammered when she gave the commencement speech at NYU in 2022.
I leave you with this. We are led by our gut instincts, our intuition, our desires and fears, our scars and our dreams. And you will screw it up sometimes. So will I. And when I do, you will most likely read about it on the internet.
This is a really obvious one. I'm just not thinking straight yet. That's such a distinct voice.
Uh-huh. She's one of the biggest pop stars in the world.
Oh, who wouldn't want Britney Spears at their commencement speech?
No.
And we might not have slowed down. We might not have slowed down anything if it was Britney.
She's currently on tour in Europe.
I would say the biggest.
Taylor?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I just couldn't put it together. The voice is so obvious. Even a voice disguiser can't mess with it.
I couldn't tell.
All right, and then your last one, bless his heart. When you go back to your alma mater, that's when you like really get the nerves. And so he hit the bottle hard when he gave the commencement speech at William & Mary in 2004.
Thank you, Mr. President. I had forgotten how crushingly dull these ceremonies are. Thank you. My best to the choir, I have to say, that song never grows old for me. Whenever I hear that song, it reminds me of nothing.
Robert Downey Jr.
No.
That was so obvious. I was so cocky.
I thought it was Tom Hanks.
No.
I was so cocky.
You gave me 2 seconds.
I checked out.
Oh, that's easy.
2 seconds in, I checked out. Who is it?
Monday night's Comedy Central.
I don't know. Who is it?
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Jon Stewart.
Damn it.
The Burt Show.